Yeah, and you're writing a play at the moment, aren't you? For Radio 4.
I'm doing a radio play. Yes, based on the life of Beryl Burton, famous cyclist. Oh, not as famous as she should be.
No.
An amazing woman.
I haven't heard of her, I'm afraid, so you better tell me who
well,
she is.
Well, to be honest, it was actually, I have to give my boyfriend credit. He's, because we're both keen cyclists, and he found her autobiography on the internet. Mm. And it was a birthday present, and she had a very tight perm, and there's a note saying, get your hair in and get home. There's a part in it for you for this. And I was sad reading, I thought, this is brilliant. And I do a radio series called Craven, which is written by an actress, Amelia Bulmore, who's brilliant, and Justine Cottery, producing director. I just sort of went one day and went, what do you think to this? And she went, all right. And then I dropped Jeremy, name dropping, but I did the old, you know, it's not who you know, it's not what you know, so you know. And I emailed Jeremy Hare at Radio 4 and said, look, you know, I want to write a radio play, what do you think? So I sent some scenes in, and then I waited for quite a while, and I thought, oh, yeah, it's... Then he came back and said, get on with it then.
What was his story? This Beryl?
Beryl Burton.
What was her story in a
nutshell? She was from Morley in Leeds.
Yeah.
And she just started cycling. She was working at a factory, met her husband Charlie, who was an amazing character. He was a cyclist. She thought, I'll have a go at that. And then she just became not just the top female cyclist at the time in the sort of 50s and 60s. She was beating men, you know, and she was, you know, there's a quote by a Frenchman that says if, you know, Beryl Burton was French, Joan of Arc would have had a run for her money,
okay.
You know, but she was just this focus and determination, and the fact that working class woman, no sponsorship, nothing, and did it all on her own. And unfortunately, she died early in her 50s. She had a heart. When she was young, she was very poorly, and the doctor said to her, don't ever do anything energetic.
Don't exert yourself.
And she went, I took no notice, became, you know, top cyclist. And then, unfortunately, in the 50s, the heart sort of defect caught up with her. And...
So all being well, if you get cracking, that's September time.
Yeah, around about September, October, I think it's going to be... transmitted if I get it.
Have you enjoyed the writing?
I've only done, like I say, I've done bits over the years, but never, you know, just for my own sort of pleasure. But it's been fun, actually. It's really nice just to be you and, you know, your computer and your notepad and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
And Silk, you're doing another series of Silk?
We've done another series.
You've done one, right.
That should be out in a couple of weeks, I think. I don't know, they keep changing it. But I think it's mid-May, another six parts.
Right.
So, yeah, more Martha Costello fighting, you know, for justice.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And you've got some Shakespearean stuff.
Yes.
That we can see this summer, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be... It's linked with the Olympics. I think we're supposed to have a cultural Olympiad as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I've just done
Elton John's Gaelic Festival has been cancelled.
Have you heard about that? That's
sorry, Elton.
do you know why?
Because they've not sold enough tickets at the moment. No. I suppose.
You would have thought Elton John's Gaelic would be a box office hit, wouldn't you?
He needs to put himself on the bill, doesn't he?
No, he does.
And then his problems are over. Elton, that's the solution.
But in a kind of, you know, in another section of the cultural Olympiad. Doing Shakespeare.
So yeah, I've done in Henry the Fourth Part One, Part Two, I'm playing Dolce Sheet.
Yeah.
Who resides in the Boar's Head Tavern in East Cheap. So yeah, I've been doing that. And actually with Joe Armstrong, who plays Jean in Miss Julie, he's Hotspur. So that was nice to, well, I didn't work with him on that way. I didn't see him. He was on the battlefield and I was rolling around with Simon Russell Beale. less said about that, the better. Poor Simon. So, yeah, that should be out soon. So I think it'll be great. It's a fantastic cast. Julie Walters, Simon Russell Beale, Tom Hiddleston, you know, who's a big movie star now. You know, they're all in it. Alan Armstrong and Jeremy Irons, you know.
Great.
So, yeah, it's
fantastic.
Very glamorous.
And a film, Private Peaceful.
Yes, oh, yeah, that I've only got a little part in that.
Have you?
I'm blacking a lot of stoves. Badly. People are going, she's never blacked a stove in her life, look at her.
But if people want to, you know, people who press don't sometimes come to the theatre, go along and see, go and see Max in Miss Julie, which is on at the Royal Exchange Theatre. Till when?
Till the 12th of May. It's only an hour and 40 minutes straight through. So you can come, see it, and then go on.
Yeah.
Go to the pub and get drunk, which you probably need to after you've watched it.
But it's kind of, it's gripping stuff, isn't it? And it felt last night, is it not draining? Because particularly...